The Holy Gospel for this Reformation Sunday comes from the Gospel of St. John, the 8th chapter. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We're descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. So what do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. My dear siblings in Christ, grace and peace are yours this day from Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. 4 years ago, Asena O'Neill was a huge star on social media. More than a million people around the world followed the digital life of this 19-year-old Australian. On Snapchat, YouTube, Instagram, and Tumblr, O'Neill would regularly post images of her simple but beautiful lifestyle, in which she regularly wore bikinis, hung out on the beach, had boy problems, and ate smoothies, all on a typical Tuesday, you know, like the rest of us. And then one day she posted a video on YouTube announcing that she would be quitting social media. In the video's introduction, she wrote, quote, "This is for my 12-year-old self," end quote. Eventually, she said in the video, quote, "I just want younger girls to know this social media thing is not candid life or cool or inspirational. It's contrived perfection made to get attention," end quote. Eventually, Asena deleted the thousands of pictures she had posted on Instagram. But before she did, she edited several captions of her original pictures and started the new captions with three words: "Not real life." She called out in her new captions how often she was paid for the pictures and how it took hours to create their apparently flawless looks, effortless looks. She admitted how lonely she was behind the seemingly perfect images, how she was on an endless quest in these pictures to be thinner and more popular. One of her revised Instagram captions read, quote, "If you find yourself looking at Instagram girls and wishing your life was theirs, realize you only see what they want. We are a generation told to consume and consume with no thought of where it all comes from and where it all goes," end quote. Today, it seems O'Neill has stayed true to her commitment to leave social media because there are no updates on her life to be found online, as far as I can see. But just before her official online exodus, in her final post, she repeatedly referenced her internet presence as her 2D life. She confessed that hardly anything she portrayed about herself and her relationships was real. It was all two-dimensional. And she called her followers then to join her in a 3D life, one that is honest and present to immediate surroundings, one that doesn't spend 8 hours a day staring at a phone as though by looking down we will find real life there. Because as O'Neill says, much of what we will find there on our phones is not real life anyway. And because it isn't real, it makes us strive for standards of life that are actually impossible to achieve. On this Reformation Sunday, we celebrate the revolutionary message and ministry of one Martin Luther, a priest who 502 years ago dared to call out what was true and what was not. This reformer called the church and still calls us back to the truth, to what is real. And that truth is Jesus Christ, who lived and served and died and rose again for the sake of you and me and for the sake of the whole world. The Church of Luther's day was promoting a two-dimensional view of God and God's work of salvation, a view in which the faithful were told they needed to earn the grace of God with their money and with their actions, a view of God that negated the three-dimensional person of Jesus Christ, who came in the flesh to set us free from all that would keep us bound, from all that would tell us we are not worthy of the grace and love of God. Jesus Christ, the three-dimensional Word made flesh, who moved into our world and moves through our world still. Luther dared to name the truth of the church's unjust practices and to call the church back to what is true, and so began the work of reforming the church, work that continues today. Asena O'Neill, I would say, is another modern-day reformer. Her message might not be explicitly about the church or for the church, but most of us in the church who follow Jesus spend a whole lot of time in the two-dimensional world she dares call out. The world that tells us our worth depends on the number of likes we receive on Instagram, or how many streaks we have going on Snapchat, or those time-tested precursors to social media, the perfect Christmas card photos, or impressive entries in alumni newsletters. Much of our identity comes from the two-dimensional world that tells us we are only as good as the size of our salary, or the number on the scale, or our spot on the varsity roster, or the cast list. The 2D world that insists we must keep striving for better ACT scores, or better grades, or more professional accolades. The world that will never rest in its requirements of what makes us worthy. But here today, we remember that that world is just two-dimensional, the world of ceaseless striving. Today we are called back to the three-dimensional world of Jesus Christ, who is himself the truth, who is what is real. Jesus Christ, who comes to us in our baptism and continues to come to us, naming us as beloved children as we are, minus the accolades, minus the social media followers, minus the Christmas card pictures, the stripped down, raw, honest people we are behind the scenes, our 3D selves. For our 3D selves, Jesus is the truth. And as the gospel writer says, the truth will make us free. Free from endless striving, free from seeking our worth in any place or person other than Jesus Christ, who is crucified and risen for us. And to you, our confirmands, I pray two things for you today. First, that you will know the truth, that is Jesus. In Jesus Christ, you are a beloved child of God. That is your three-dimensional self, and that is the only thing that matters. No one else gets to tell you who you are, ever. And second, I pray that as you know the truth will make you free, free to become your fullest and truest selves, free to become reformers, free to join Martin and Asena in calling out injustices in our church and in our world, free to use the gifts God's given you to participate in God's work of justice and peace for all the earth, to feed the hungry, to create beautiful art, beautiful landscapes, to care for God's creation, to welcome the refugee and the immigrant, to advocate for safer schools, to open wide the doors of the church to all who need to hear the love of God for them. So may you know the truth, for that truth will make you free. Thanks be to God. Amen.